Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Huge series this weekend for Mississippi State. Huge series for Arkansas as well as they try to maybe clinch an SEC championship. Jackson Fuller joins us now, covers the Hogs for the Southwest Times Record and for Gannett. And Jackson, I look at this Arkansas team. They're a really, really good team. I don't think they're the elite Arkansas team that we've seen in years past. You know, is this finally going to be the team, in your opinion, that breaks through and wins that national title, or do they have a flaw that we just don't see maybe?
I think my answer's changed a bunch the past 3 weeks, month. They can win the national title, and it starts with the pitching staff. It's still a great pitching staff. It's had a couple of not-so-great performances in recent weeks. It got hit around a little bit at Kentucky last weekend. But, I mean, Hagan Smith is the best pitcher in America. They've got probably the best bullpen in the country as well. Their other starters on the weekend have had some ups and downs this season. If those two guys, Mason Molina and Brady Tiger, are on, they're really, really tough to beat. But that offense is a huge question mark. It's struggled all year. And I think fans are starting to get a little frustrated with the offense. And those offensive struggles have just been highlighted because the pitching hasn't been at that elite, best in the entire country level in the past 2 weeks, especially against Kentucky last weekend.
We talked about it a little earlier on the podcast that, you know, it looks like Arkansas is not playing its best baseball right now, whereas Mississippi State might be playing their best baseball. They've won three series in a row now, including taking two from Vanderbilt on the road a couple weeks ago. And State's kind of a similar team, right? A really good pitching staff. The offense has not been what you would expect coming into the season. This Friday night matchup is great. Hagan Smith versus Kyle Steven. These might be the two best Friday night starters in the league. What does State have to do to get to Hagan Smith? Or do you have any evidence that he can be even gotten to at this point?
You hope and pray when you get off the bus he's having an off night. I mean, really, like, I think he has only gotten into trouble this year when he's walked guys and maybe had a little bit of a wild streak. And the trouble is, you know, it's super minimal still. I mean, a 1.36 ERA, he's still averaging close to 17 strikeouts per nine innings. It's crazy. I think if Mississippi State's got a chance, it's going to be a patient approach. And then when you do get runners on, you have to take advantage. I mean, last weekend, Kentucky, I think they were up 1-0, or it was a tie game, and they had runners on second and third with one out, and he struck out both the next two hitters to end the inning. And then from there, Arkansas really kind of ran away with the Friday night game. I think, you know, it really feels like every time Hagan goes on the mound, he's going to win. But, you know, like you said, this is a terrific pitching matchup. Steven is tremendous. And I think this is going to be the toughest opposing pitcher Hagan has personally gone up against all season. Maybe Oregon State early in the year would match, but it's going to be, I mean, it's the pitching matchups all weekend are going to be really fun, but yeah, Friday night's going to be special.
And then you mentioned the offenses. These are two teams that historically find guys who can put the ball over the fence, but Arkansas with only 64 home runs as a team, Mississippi State with only 57, 30 of those from just two guys in Hunter Hines and Dakota Jordan. If either team has an offensive explosion this weekend, they're going to win that game, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Arkansas's offense is – it's weird because you look at the lineup and you look at the stats and you think, well, you know, Peyton Stovall's hitting above 330. Peyton Holt's having a good year. They've gotten really surprisingly terrific seasons from guys like Jared Sprague-Law and Ben McLaughlin. It just hasn't culminated in a great offense. And I think the biggest reason for that is – The Hogs have been a little disappointed with their two stars, Kendall Diggs, a returner, and then Vahiva Aloy, a shortstop out of the transfer portal. I mean, Aloy leads the team in home runs and RBIs, and I think he's been solid, but he's got 11 home runs. I think Arkansas would have thought he'd be closer to 20 by now. And Kendall is just really having a difficult year. Dave Van Horn spoke a little bit about it on Monday, like, just the pressure's on him. This is his draft eligible season. He's a captain. There's so much expected of this Arkansas team and him personally. It might be wearing on him a little bit, but he's the type of guy where he's, you know, one, two games away from busting out of that slump. And if that happens, I think I really do think Kendall Diggs might hold the key to just how far this team can go. If he can maybe find some rhythm here at the end of the year, this team, you know, like I said up front, they do have a chance to win the national championship. But as long as he's, you know, hitting 240 and struggling in big time spots with runners on base, I think it really minimizes the ceiling of this Arkansas team.
It's crazy when you look at Peyton Stovall, and he's only a junior. I feel like he's been there since 1996. That guy has played a ton of baseball for the Hogs over the past few years, and he said hitting 362 on the year, really having a great season. Arkansas, they have maybe the toughest finish to the schedule of anybody and of the contenders in the SEC. They have Mississippi State next week, and then, of course, they finish up with the huge series with Texas A&M in what's going to be, you know, probably decide – will definitely decide the West, and in all likelihood could decide the Southeastern Conference, and who's going to be the one seed. State has been Arkansas's kind of whipping boy under Chris Lemonis, for sure. I think I did the math today. He's 1-11 against the Hogs in his career there. Any chance you think that the Arkansas might be looking ahead to next weekend?
No, just because of how the previous weekend went against Kentucky, losing that series and really like the last two games past the third inning, it did not feel like Arkansas had any chance of winning those games. They've got to be locked in. I mean, if they're looking ahead to A&M, that is a problem for the team. I don't envision that to be the case, but I think this is a huge series for Arkansas because they're likely going to get to host a regional and then potentially, you know, be a national seed and get to host a super regional as well. And they've been so, so good at home this year. Something like, I think 30-something-2, they had a 25-game win streak. They've been terrific at home. They really need to keep that momentum rolling this weekend and kind of send a message to the country like, yeah, maybe we're not playing as good as we were earlier in this year, but if you have to come to Bomb Walker and try and beat us, you're probably not doing that, and that would be huge. You know, this is the final home regular season series to kind of make sure the momentum keeps rolling before a potential regional and a super regional. So, no, I don't think they'll be looking past Mississippi State, especially, you know, you look past Mississippi State and lose the series, all of a sudden you're putting yourself in a world of trouble trying to go win the SEC West down in College Station next weekend.
You mentioned the postseason. I don't know if you've seen, but D1 Baseball just put their latest regional projections out, and they have Mississippi State and Arkansas paired together. The Fayetteville Regional is the 5 seed, and then Starkville Regional as the 12 seed. Opportunity exists for us to maybe see this series replay itself in a super regional if that were to hold. I feel like in a postseason situation, I mean, it's the same as you've got this year, or this weekend, I should say, that, you know, I feel like Arkansas has a huge advantage, but Arkansas in the postseason these past few years has been something that, you know, there have been some slip-ups here and there. In a postseason matchup, does that change anything about your opinion on these two teams?
No, not really. I think Arkansas is, in a weird way, more suited to win a regional than a super regional because of the depth of the pitching staff, where, you know, they're, like I mentioned, Molina and Tiger, the 2 and the 3, and, you know, sorry to get off on a tangent, Dave Van Horn has talked about maybe switching the weekend rotation this week. So we'll have to, you know, he'll probably announce that on Thursday, whenever this podcast comes out. Sorry to date it right there.
Well, hold on a second then. Let me ask you, you're talking about maybe not seeing Hagen Smith on Friday?
No. Hagen Smith is going to go Friday. What Dave has said is that there could be a change to the rest of the rotation, and you could see sophomore Gage Wood enter the rotation instead of either Mason Molina or Brady Tiger. I would imagine it would be Molina who would make way because Dave has been really frustrated with the walks that he's been giving up in his two recent starts. I don't think that's going to happen because it's a little late to put a guy that just made his first career start last week in a midweek into the SEC, you know, weekend rotation. But we'll see. He's talked about it. With all that said, I think Arkansas in a regional setting, they've got the type of pitching depth that they can play 5 games and you know, be in a decent spot. A super regional, it really is going to all depend on those 2 and 3 pitchers. You know, with Hagen Smith, that gives you an automatic advantage where you feel like you'll win when he's on the mound. If the guys behind them pitch like they did earlier this year, huge advantage. If they pitch like they did against Kentucky and some of the recent starts in the SEC, I'm not sure that advantage still exists.
It's funny to hear you say that because I feel the opposite about Mississippi State. I feel like in a three-game set with Steven and Gerangelo Sanja, I feel great about State's chances to get two games. But you talk about four or five games, I don't know that State has the depth to get through all that. So that's an interesting comparison for these two teams. And, of course, we won't need to compare them. We'll see them play this weekend up there in Fayetteville. Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times-Record, really appreciate your time, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Brian. You too.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.